You know, when we are reading in Acts about Paul, and he gets converted, this Saul man gets converted, and I'll bring him out a couple of weeks, but he was sort of the inspiration that the Holy Spirit put in my heart. And this is the title. I'm not good at titles, but this is the title the Lord gave me. That he's not only a name changer, he's a game changer. That he's in name changing, game changing God. And that, like, when you see in there you go. We all have records playing in our head, and I just believe the Lord wants to bring a new release.
Hello.
And we'll get into that scripture in a minute, like, because names are so important. Like, identity. Like, I remember 10 years ago, all the church, all the teams, all the what would you call it? All the series in the churches across the world was doing this identity test type of thing. Do you remember when all that came out? And I preached on it, and when I look back now on it, I go, Lord, that was a load of fluff. That was like, it was probably good at the time, but when I look back, I was like, that was a load of fluff. That just, we were telling people their identity was being taken on them without telling them what their identity is. And like, so it's like, you know, it was like the cart before the horse. But the Lord has put this in my heart over the last couple of months, and I've been just meditating on it, I've been studying, and I'm just incredibly amazed at what the Lord has showed me around some of this stuff. And I realise that it's everything. I preached a couple of weeks ago here about all the names of God, and I brought it down to the point that all this God, the God who sees everything, knows everything, is your Father. Do you remember that? Because unless we know who he is, we can't really know who we are. It'd be like looking in the wall, at the wall there, thinking we're looking in the mirror. We're not seeing anything in reflection. But when we behold who he is, we radiate who he is when we behold and know who he is. And this scripture, this is the scripture from this. Jesus said this: anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the church. To everyone who is victorious, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven. Do you want a bit of that? Or like, this is one of my scriptures for years. And I will give each one a white stone, and on that stone will be engraved a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. You go, hang on a minute. That Jesus has a name for each one of us. And I can tell you your name that he has for you, Naomi. It's out of personal relationship that he says, I want to bring it into a place of intimacy. I'm going to tell you something like a secret of heaven. Now, we can tell who we want, but everyone around us can't tell us what Jesus has, because he said, I have a name and no one else will understand it or know it except the one who receives it. And then I realise, I'm cutting through a load of notes, but I realise that he's inviting us into intimacy all the time so that I might know what he calls me or who he calls me to be. And therefore, when I know that, and we talk about it over the weeks, how we, when we step into that, when we agree to it, when we step into it, when we start to operate out of it, we will be to this world who we truly are supposed to be. Because I realise that there's so much going on. And you might, I hope you know, like, so you have this, this false story of ourselves. And the story is like of what has happened to us, our life experience, our failures, our disappointments, even our successes can work against, like, building this persona of who we're really not. And then we can have this real, like, story of ourselves. That real story is like, you know, always lets me know about my limitations and my fears, and I can't, and how could you, and how would that work? And we live in this, now that's real. This sort of stuff is not real. This is what's being put on us and we operate out of. But the real stuff, like Jesus, send the people away, we only have a couple of loaves and fishes, that's real. But then there's the true identity, and that true identity is like Jesus showing us, here, give us the loaves and fishes. It's like there's a miraculous in it. There's expansion in it. And I think God gives us our imagination and dreams to show us some of this, right? Because you ever go in your dream, there's no limitations in your dream. Like, I had a dream recently. There's a guy over in the church over here. I have to let him know, but he goes to the church. He used to go to the church over there. His name is Fergal Regan, if anyone knows him. Do you know? And he's around years, you know. Yeah. So he was there, and Joe Kelly was there, that I used to be an elder at St. Mark's. And we're walking out to the airport, the three of us. We're walking up towards Terminal 1, our arrival. And so Joe Kelly says, oh, three of us are walking and talking. And then Joe Kelly says, okay, he says, I'll see you now. And I go, what do you mean I'll see you now? And he says, I'm off to New York. And he just took off flying. He just said, see you now. He goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to New York. I thought he was going into the departure lounge, and he just took off flying. And your man, Gregor Regan, goes, yeah, see you as well. No, I'm going elsewhere. And he starts flying over that way. And I thought, maybe this is what we do. This is in the dream. Maybe just what we do. So I put behind it, and I started flying. And I went up, I don't know where I was going, but I went up, and there was all the young lads in the field, and I says, I'll go down to show them. So I went down, and I was flying around this tree. And there's times in God when I'm not living in any lawyers, any thoughts of this false no. And when I'm not bound by the reality of living, and of being in places with God where it's like I was flying. It was like, This didn't matter. Have you ever been them moments? I wish they were every day. But up to now, it's been glimpses and moments of, hey man, there is an abundant life. There is a way of walking in the Spirit. And I don't really fully know how to stay there, because this false narrative, this self-critic that's inside me, keeps pulling me back into this. Or I look at the loaves and fishes and say, how is that going to feed 5,000 people? And then reality. But when we operate in our name, when we learn how to operate out of that, that we can walk in something. And God is a great name changer. I realise all over the Bible, like, he changes Abram to Abraham. What his name means, exalted father Abram. And then God changed it to Abraham, the father of nations. Sarai to Sarah, mother of nations. From just my princess, which is lovely, but there's more in my little princess than you can imagine. Your name is Sarah. You're the one that's going to mother nations. Do you remember Jacob? He was like deceiver. Like, he was known for his deception. He meets God, and God says, no, your name is now Israel. Your name is one called the Prince of God. And there's significance in names. There's identity that comes out of names. And this world, like, growing up, like that false self is a term that I read recently. That false self of circumstantial life's experiences can throw at us, people can say about us, like, circumstances, we can put names on ourselves. Now, I am, I was talking to a woman the other day, and she's like, she always says, I am a widow. I'm like, no, you're more than a widow. Widow is something that happens. But you're not there. I met another woman that, like, and if this is hard stuff, so please forgive me. I'm not saying this in any way other than I try to keep people's hearts precious. That, like, she'd lost a couple of kids through addiction. And she's at the graveside, and I was like, but you're more than a woman grieving. God has more. Ask him. I can't tell you the name because I didn't give it. Ask him. That, like, but that circumstances. Remember Naomi in the Bible? That, like, she says this, that he's called her Naomi, right, which means sweet, pleasant, right? And life circumstances, she lost her two sons. Remember, she said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Don't call me sweet anymore. I'm Mara. Mara? Yeah, I'm Mara. Yeah, which means bitter. She was like, my life circumstances now, I'm changing my name to what my circumstances align with my circumstances. And thank God he turns it all back around. But that's life circumstances for you, that we can start saying, I'm not happy anymore. I'm never going to be happy again. She was happy again, thank God. And but she went into a place of, no, this is my identity now. Imagine Jesus saying, I don't call you that. You know, nowhere in the Bible, and nowhere will God ever call, nowhere will God, or would God, or did God ever call Naomi Mara. Because he only speaks to us out of who he sees us are, as. Like Gideon, fearful, hiding, the angel appears. Hey, mighty warrior. Have you got the wrong person? I'm fearful. God will never address us out of who we're not. Out of this false identity will tell us that we are. He won't speak to us in that manner. Imagine me coming, oh, Lord, here I am, little Noel, insignificant. I don't even know that person. Is that Noel my apostle there? Like, what? He never will talk to us. Do you remember Daniel's friends? What's their names? Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Because like the Babylon system, the world system will put names on us. That's not their original names. Their original names is Daniel's was Belshazzar, Shadrach was Hananiah, Meshach was Mishael, Abednego was Azariah, which all have things to do with God. Like Mishael means who was like God. The one that we call Abednego is that Yahweh has helped me. And them other names that the Babylonian system put on them was names after their own gods. And it's like, so the world can put names on us. Systems can put names on us. Schooling can put names on us. Like being raised to being like, like someone who's been successful and we don't meet someone's standards, then they call us a failure and then you fail. And then when you fail, you start putting down yourself, oh, I am a failure. Do you know what I mean? Disappointments, things that they cause us. The whole world is set up for us to be in competition with ourselves. That kids have to measure up to it. Something that we set, our humans set. And God says, no, I have a name. Your name is Daniel. Your name is not these things. And I realize more and more. And I just finished on time there. But I realize more and more. That I have to stop agreeing with names that my upbringing says I am. And even reality says I am. Nothing in my upbringing would say, if I looked at the reality of it, would be who I am in God today. None of it. And yet I realise it's a daily battle. I realise it's a monthly battle. But see, when I'm at the airport flying, I'm like, them battles are worth it. That when I can see people the way God sees them, when I can see him the way he sees things, when I can see me the way he sees me, it's like just this flowing. And then God gives names. And I realise, like, you know, I don't say these things because I believe I have a living, breathing relationship with Jesus. But then there's sometimes I act as if I haven't. Like, for instance, Jesus, what name do you call me? Because this relationship is a dialogical relationship. It's like, it's a conversational relationship. It's like dialogical in like, Jesus, why did that happen that way? I'm glad you asked that question. And we give him space to speak to us. That we give him space to like, Lord, what is my name? And we sit and wait. And if it's not today, he does it tomorrow. Or we seek his face and we say, Lord, what is it? I've been calling myself Gideon when you have another name for me. I've been calling myself Mara when you have another name. I've let the system of this world dominate who I'm supposed to be, as opposed to coming to you and saying, well, Lord, have you a name for me? He says it. That's Jesus' words. I have a name. Maybe I'll let you know what it is. So we're going to take communion because that's the game changer. That changed our names from sinners to saints. Lost the found. Outcast enemies to sons and daughters. Well, that's the game changer and the name changer. And when you see Gideon, who has been my case study, when Gideon agreed, this is how powerful this stuff is in us. This is how powerful this was in Gideon. It took an angel appearing to Gideon. Right? You think that was enough to go, oh, you're an angel. I'm going to agree with what God says about me. No. He had to get a sacrifice and fire came. Like, then the fleece came out. Do you remember? All this, because it's so ingrained in us. Remember he says, I'm the weakest, my clan is the weakest. We're no good. That God has left us. All these things that he was saying that he is. And it took all them other things to say, no, this is God. So you put your fleece out, I'll show you. I'm not hiding this name for you. So as we take bread, I want us to just wait on the Lord and ask him yourself. If you know it, praise the Lord. And take out your phone, write it down. Can I tell you some names that people sent me? Really, really crazy names. No, not crazy names, but like people, I've said to people, if you want, and you want to send me your name, that I promise you I'll pray for you, and I'll pray. And so this guy sent me his name, and he says, no, my name, the name that the Lord gave me, Omri. O-M-O-M-O-R-I. Omri. He says, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it's supposed to be. I don't know. So I was out to ask them if they want to send to me. I'll pray. I'll seek the Lord. I'll research or whatever. And so I put this name into Google. That's where you start. In Google, we trust. And so I put it in, and it came up some Japanese game, some kid's game. Omri, Omri, Omri. And you know what? Never underestimate how much you put into yourself when you read the word. Like, I'm like, that's a Bible name. And it's in one of those long lists of names, you know, that you want to just switch over. You know, like, there's such and such begets someone else. I'm like, that's a Bible name, that's a Bible name. So I looked into the Bible, put it into the Bible app, and sure enough, Omri is in there. And it means blessed with success and abundance. Right? So I gets back on to my friend. I grew up with this lad, right? And this lad, like, was at one stage one of the biggest drug dealers in our city. He grew up in a family of drug dealing people, and he became the head of this family. He had abundance and success, but it brought destruction. So I sent him back. Listen to this. That's not God's name over your life. God's name. You did have success, but it brought destruction to you and many families. God wants to bless you with abundance and success that blesses others. Because all of this has to work out in serving other people. All of our names, you'll find that when your name is like, how does that work for me? What's that say about me, God, in my life? And what do I have to do with this? And who do I have to serve with this? And you'll find out that there's abundance wrapped up in a simple name that he didn't even know. And now he's a business guy, and I send him to him. Look, he grew up in my flat. I said, look, now I know he has a window washing company. And I said, maybe, I said, I'm not saying this to God, but maybe God wants to start more companies. Maybe he wants to bless you in abundance in accordance with your name, and then you find out who you serve with your abundance. The guy's on fire. I don't ask this. It might be something else when he seeks the Lord. But that's another guy. He says, the Lord gave me the name Peace. And see, don't throw away any name that he says. Like, he could have gone, what? Omri? Stupid. That's what I'm making that up myself. No. When we pray, what comes to your mind, write it down. Seek the Lord. Share it with someone else. It doesn't have to be me. See what God says. And now that you'll start to walk and flow in it. How can we know how to flow if we don't know who we are? How can we know what to expect God to do if I don't even know what he calls me? And out of who I know God calls me, my behaviour will come into alignment with that. There's a young girl up in the mental ward, up in Ballyfermot, in the big new hospital. And she identifies as a cat. And she drinks out of a bowl. Because you act out who you identify as. And there's ever a battle in the world in their days is for people's identity. Because we don't know who we are, so we don't tell them. If God, they don't hear God, they'll hear the lie. Or they'll hear the false story, or the real story of feelings and thinking. And there's never this true place. This fellow is called Peace. Peace, I wanted Omri. I wanted whatever. Well, Peace is Shalom. And Shalom means wholeness and completeness and prosperity and favour. This guy goes out, for instance, he goes to the Salvation Army, Tom, and he brings peace into chaotic lives and situations. And he was Mr. Chaos up where he lived and brought chaos to people. Because that's not my name over you. That's the name the system brought on you. That's the name that you identified with to carry out to protect who you weren't. So who knows what he'll say. So Lord, we just want to say, Jesus, that you, first of all, you said in your word, you're the name changer. And your name changes the game. Your name changes how we live, how we walk, how we talk. We come into our own, we come into who we are, we come into what we were created to be. I spent all of last week saying, Lord, someone said, no, what's God's name over your life? And I said, Apostle, and I knew it wasn't right. That's what I do. What I do is supposed to be out of who I am. So I spent the week seeking the Lord. just waiting, just worshiping and waiting. And when he said it to me, it was exactly who I am. It makes absolute sense to me. That name Omri made absolute sense to Avi. That name Peace made absolute sense to Tom when he knew what it was.